I mean, one of the best teams in football, if not, you know, the best team in football right now. So, and it's been like that every time I play them. So, I mean, you definitely got to be on your P's and Q's. You definitely got to be focused. And I think whenever you're going against great players and great coaching staff, it's just natural for you to just step your game up a little bit.
And you've had some of your best games against them both there. AFC Conference Championship, Super Bowl, is that going to go down in your favorite memories?
I mean, the Super Bowl, you know, it's kind of hard to beat the Super Bowl, but that was, you know, that's what led to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, every game that I've played against the Patriots and Tom Brady and those guys has been a good game, and it's been a we both have talent on both sides of the field, and whenever you think about the National Football League and whenever you think about football, you think about the best teams, and the Patriots has always been the best team. So whenever I go against the Patriots, it's just a little bit added focus, you know, whenever you're going against the best.
The Patriots fortified their line with Baxter Nakia. You know,
it's been harder
to sack. Do you think it's
going to
be harder for you to get to
some? Yeah, I mean, it's always hard. I mean, if it was easy to sack the quarterback, I wouldn't have to do these press conferences. I'd just show up and play, you know. But it's always tough. It's always tough to get to the quarterback, especially Tom Brady. You know, he sees everything. He really doesn't even need an offensive line. And they have been better this year. They got Nate Solder back. They got Marcus Cannon. He's playing a whole lot better. Solid on the inside. So they definitely have improved the offensive line. We just got to go out there and play our game. We just got to go out there and do what we do best. Let's rush the passer. Let's get hits on the passer and play great coverage.
How do you guys show up to running?
How do you show up?
Shore up the run.
I mean, we just got to come in and work on it. You know, it's not really, we're at the end of the season. It's not really nothing more we can do. It's all a mental thing. It's not the coaches. It's not, you know, it's not the defense. It's not the personnel. It's not the formations. It's not any of that. It's us. It's the players. You got to have a mindset to be able to play the run. You got to be expecting it. You can't go one for one, you know, on run plays. You know, to make every offensive play is designed to go to the house. It's designed to score a touchdown. If you go one for one, then that's exactly what happened. We got to beat our individual matchups and be able to help out on the tackle. And that's some of the things that we have to do to shore up the run game.
I think you wrote in Players Tribune, you said that Brady turns it into almost like a 7-on-7 drill. Is that reminiscent of Manning and then how he sees things that quickly, pre-snap, or how would you describe it?
I never played, you know, Peyton, but I've seen it, you know, but I haven't really experienced it like I have with Tom Brady. And, you know, it's real. You know, he knows exactly where he's going to go with the ball, kind of like what Phillip Rivers, you know, does. But, you know, we're talking about, you know, Tom Brady. Both of those guys have been doing it for a long time. I don't want to get into a compare and contrast with those two. But Tom Brady, he just knows how to get the ball out. He has great, talented receivers that, you know, can make plays on all those quick balls and all those quick passes. So we just got to lean on our secondary. We got the best secondary in National Football League, you know, to handle some of that for us. And we just got to play our game. We just got to rush. We're going to get our opportunities to rush the passer. We just got to get there. I mean, I would like to think so, but you don't know. It'll just all be talk right now until we actually turn it up another level. And, you know, last year I wasn't expecting, you know, to turn up another level. I just, you know, dug deep, and I just wanted to do my part to, you know, make sure my teammate could, you know, play a little bit better, play a little bit faster. And that's the same thing now. I mean, we're coming in to the end of the season, and, you know, it's starting to feel like that. I gotta step it up another notch. Before we get to the defense or the team stepping it up another notch, it starts with individuals, and I gotta step it up another notch first, you know, to get that started.
You've never played for this team when it didn't make the playoffs. You guys talk about that much?
I mean, we still got a long time. We're talking about not making the playoffs. I mean, we still got three really big games against three playoff teams. So, Jeff, I've never really been a fan of, you know, down the road stuff and looking down the road. So, you know, we got a great team ahead of us right here with the New England Patriots. And let's start there. You know, I don't want to get started on the Chiefs or the Raiders or anything like that. We got our plates full with the New England Patriots. Let's take it one play at a time, and let's see how we come out on Saturday.
Vaughn, earlier this week, Brady compared you to Lawrence Taylor. What do you think of a compliment like that coming from that guy?
I mean, it's a great compliment, you know, especially one of the greatest, you know, players in the game. You know, I just can't sit here and let that melt me and be soft coming into the game. You know, I really do. I appreciate it, you know, but, you know, it's a compliment coming from a great player, but I just, you know, I can't let that, you know, take my stinger away. You know, I still got a lot that I want to accomplish, a lot that I want to do. And we're playing against these guys on Sunday, so I'm just taking one play at a time. Let's get out of this game before I start melting on, you know, comments that, you know, Tom Brady said about me. But I really do appreciate it, though.
Have you seen improvement out of Derek Wolf this season? And how does he help you guys on the edge?
I mean, I said at the beginning of the season, it's Dirk Nowitzki and Steve Nash. And you ever watch any NBA games, especially, you know, back then, that's what he does for us. What Dirk did for, you know, the Dallas Mavericks, you know, earlier in his career and still now, you know, he's still the greatest. But, you know, some of the stuff that he does for his team, that's what he does for us. He's a big man. He could take up more than one guy. He's able to make plays. He's able to, you know, shoot the three. That's the sack for, you know, us. He's able to, you know, get sacks, plays to run. That's, you know, solid, you know, paint work right there. So he's our big man. And, yeah, it's like Dirk Nowitzki and Steve Nash.
As a jersey exchanger yourself, a lot of people thought it was peculiar that DT exchanged with Harry Douglas. What do you think about that?
I mean, I'm not sure that DT even knew what happened on the play. And even if it was, I mean, what DT supposed to just not give him a jersey because, you know, what happened? I think they go way back. You know, they have a relationship, you know, off the football field. And it was really foggy, you know, during the game anyway. I didn't really see exactly what happened until, you know, we got in the locker room and I got to my phone. So, you know, you got friends in the National Football League. And, you know, sometimes that friendship goes way back. You know, I think they've been knowing each other for a long time. So it's not nothing really, you know, serious about it. What's DT supposed to do? No, man, I ain't switching jerseys with you. No, I just feel like it's not that serious. You know, it's cool.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you, Vaughn.
Thank you, guys. Thank you,